Fridays come with a special tune. Eben's voice under the moon. Transforming lives with every chat. Mindset shifting just like that. Slice by slice, we'll understand. Holding life in our hands. Soul pizza filling every space. A flavor mix you can't replace.
Thank you for tuning in to Soul Pizza Podcast. In the last episode, we looked at the importance of having good self-esteem and how it empowers us to do and live right. In this episode, I'm talking about time as a valuable resource, and it's going to be an extensive one. So this is going to be the first series in the time series, as we call it. So we are going to look at time as a valuable resource, time as a game changer. Time must make us difference and will give account of our time. So time is very important. Let's start with our key verses for this episode, where we have Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the earth. And let's use Psalm 90 verse 12 that also says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Wow. You know, the Greek word for time, we are looking at one Greek word for time is chronos, and that's what we have for the measurement of time, the clock, calendar, the sun, using the sun like the measurement as we know it, the morning, the afternoon, the evening, the 1 week, the 1 month, and all that's 1 year. That's the chronos. And so that measurement of time is such an important aspect of life that God gave us. And sometimes we are almost autonomous. We just wake up, sleep, wake up, sleep, wake up, sleep. The one going to school is going to school. The one going to work, that's it. We are just like robots, just going through the mail, the repetitive cycle of life and all that. But it gets to a point that we have to pause and ask questions. You know, we have to pause, ask questions, that what is this whole essence of life, in the sense that time, what is the value of it, and how are you using it? How beneficial has it been to you? Of course, I mean, there are people who look back the years gone by and full of regrets, because like they can clearly see that they've wasted time, and Once it's wasted, it's wasted. You can't do anything about it. So you can only work on the time ahead that God gives you. That's the only thing we can do. So whatever we are going to discuss in this episode is for the purpose of going forward. What can we do about how we manage our time and what we do with this valuable resource? You know, it's so important because sometimes I see people living and acting as if time is useless, then it's not necessary, they don't need it. And clearly you can see from how they do things and how they live their lives and how they waste their days, intentionally wasting life as if there's no tomorrow. But it's very wrong to just give up in life. The thinking that, well, you've already wasted it and there's nothing good again that can come out of your life, so let me continue wasting it. That's a very wrong assertion and wrong way of approaching life. So let's see it as a valuable resource. It's so important because, you see, oftentimes it's said that, well, as Ghanaians, we don't value time. So that's how come you go to, or you are invited to a program and it's 10 a.m. and you get there at 9:40, 9:50, 9:55 with the assumption that it's 10 a.m. and you will be shocked and surprised and disappointed that you have instances where the same 10 a.m. scheduled event, it will be 11:55, getting to 12, and it's now that the MC is apologizing. Sorry, we couldn't start on time. Sorry, our guest speaker didn't come on time. Sorry. It's so common in our settings. I believe all listeners to this episode would have experienced it in one way or the other. It's happening in church programs. It's happening in secular programs, government programs. It's so disappointing how it makes it difficult for those who stick to time, those who are particular about their time management, end up rather wasting their time because it's a punishment to rather use your time effectively in this country. Sometimes that's how it looks like. So you have people who, for this experience that they've had once or twice or many times, they just decide that, well, they may also just join the bandwagon and also be late next time they are invited to a program, because it's of no use going early and the time that you could have used to do something else, something valuable, you just sit idling and just waiting for a program to start. So it's very unfortunate that we don't value time. And I always tell people that we don't value time in Ghana because we don't pay our salaries, we don't pay wages based on the time, the hourly wage system as it is in the other countries, in advanced countries. But if we are to immediately start paying wages per hour, it will amaze you how Ghanaians will be super prompt with their time, because then they will now value time and say that, oh, so 1 hour is worth this much. I cannot waste this time at this program. So you see, when we know the value of time, it gives us a different perspective and it gives us a different approach to how we handle it. So anyone who has traveled outside before will really see how valuable time is, because people have salaries and whatever, it's based on the hours you are working. So you see the importance of how you can easily miss money if you don't utilize that time effectively. I remember the first time I traveled outside to, I visited a country somewhere in Asia many years back, and my brother was doing his PhD there, so he invited me. And the church that we went, that's where he was going to church. I mean, I was shocked when it was a two-service church system. And this pastor, in the first service that we went, there was a delay. We delayed 5 minutes past the closing time. Normally, we were going to church in the evenings, like Sunday. It wasn't morning church, it was evening. So, first service is 4 to 6. And then the second service, immediately, they just give some 5 minutes, 10 minutes break. And then the second service also starts. So, instead of closing exactly 6 p.m., as it was the schedule routine, and it's a country where time is seriously, I mean, their trains don't even make 30 seconds late. I mean, in Japan, time is a real issue there. And the 5 minutes, I mean, that was my first time hearing this type of apology. The pastor was apologizing profusely for the 5 minutes delay or the late, closing 5 minutes beyond the time. So I remember asking my brother then that, well, 5 minutes. I mean, me coming from Ghana with my mindset, I asked, so 5 minutes, there is nothing. What is 5 minutes? Then my brother took time to explain to me the reason why 5 minutes is not just 5 minutes, because the church was just about 5 minutes walk to the big interconnecting rail station where people do transit, and it's like, yeah, connecting trains. And so, example, someone has planned that when church closes at 6, he just maybe one or two, talking, leaves the church premises later 6:10 to pick a 6:15 train to another place, where he also picks another train to another place. So in missing this 5 minutes extra means that person who had planned to take the 6:15 train to whichever place is going, or is likely to miss that 6:15 train, which means the next one, depending on the line, may be either 6:30 or 6:45. Which then means that connecting train the person was going to take now extends. You know, so when I got the explanation about this 5 minutes, it's not just 5 minutes, but it can cascade into the delay of 30 minutes or 1 hour in some instances for someone, then I really understood that, time is really a serious resource. And this is just an example of how we should see time, that it's a valuable thing. So it's like, you know, that my primitive mindset of what is 5 minutes? I mean, it's nothing. That is how David Ghanaian sees time, even today, where it's like, well, if I waste your time 5 minutes, what's the big deal? If I delay 5 minutes, what's the big deal? If I don't come in 5 minutes time, I mean, it doesn't, you see, we don't see why someone should be concerned about 5 minutes delay, 5 minutes extra time, because we don't value time. And that perception is so important, because the way we perceive time to be as this, well, we are just there. I mean, time is just moving. We are in. So what's the big deal? Place a priority over it, or specialize the way we treat it. Until we value time, we'll just see it as it is, it will go, and then the day, 24 hours, is wasted. Nothing concrete, nothing valuable we can point to, nothing so significant happens in the day, because we don't see it as, you know, a serious thing. And if we are to connect it to the previous episodes, the earlier episodes I talked about writing the vision. A vision is supposed to exist in time. So, you see, one of the reasons why we don't even have visions, we don't write our visions, we don't have goals and all, set goals and all that, is we don't value time. So we don't see why we should constrain ourselves to achieve something within a specific time. You see, so the fundamental problem is our value system. How we see time. We don't value time. We don't appreciate it as something that's so important. And until we change that mindset and begin to see time as something so special and so important, we will continue wasting it, we'll continue demeaning it, we'll continue downgrading how it is and all that, and we'll just let it go by. So this episode is a reminder about how we should rewire us, our minds, retune the way we see time. We should change the way we see time, and it will really make a lot of difference. When we prioritize time in our lives, we would see that it really makes a significant change, because as it said, time is money. I mean, and of course, time is important. Time is a valuable resource. The time that you would use or waste to just idle around, somebody will use that same valuable time to achieve something in his life. You know, so in essence, you would see time as nothing. So let me just waste it doing nothing. I mean, social media, or just idle around, watch TikTok videos, or I mean WhatsApp, you know, people's WhatsApp videos, just idling and just wasting the time. Somebody will use that same time slot to think, to plan, to execute something, to learn something, to read something, to, you know, add value to their lives, because time is so important. And what you make of it, how you use it and capitalize on it, is what makes the difference between, I mean, individuals. So the difference between those who have and those who don't have is how they have been using their time up to that point. But then, as I said earlier, the episode is not to remind us of the past that we wasted it, but then to look forward to how we can now utilize the time ahead as God gives us the grace and the life. So then, yes, the wasted years, there's nothing we can do about it, but we can decide to turn the tide and stop wasting the time ahead of us. And I believe this time series is going to be a powerful time of reminding ourselves and shaping our thinking, retuning, remolding our minds, our brains, to be more time conscious and be people who make good use of the valuable resource that God has given everyone. But it's not everyone who understands how important this resource is. So, yeah, I believe you've learned something in this episode. And it's, as I said, it's a time series. I mean, to go, I mean, for a number of episodes as we really delve into the positives of time, the things we can. I've learned a number of things in recent times regarding, and I'm applying them in my life, and I'm seeing significant changes. So we'll be sharing and talking about time and how we can turn things around using the same powerful thing. So yes, the takeaways in this episode is time is important. Time is valuable. We can really utilize it effectively to change our lives. And that's one thing we should consider and think and reflect about. So thank you for tuning in. The next episode, we'll continue with it because it's a series. All right, good night. Slice by slice, we'll understand. Holding life in our hands.
can't replace.